How is everyone doing today?
Great!
Heck yeah! I'm gonna invite my directors on stage. We have all worked very hard on this. So very briefly, I just wanna give a little shout out and introduce my directors. Over here we have Peta. He's a dog. He's our treasurer. This is Kayag. Kayag. He's a scree. He's our marketing guy. We have Codex here. He's our resident dragon. Vice chairperson. And then we have the cat. Novar is our director of operations. He screams at the wires and cables, and then they start to work.
You may have seen some of the wires are out.
Yeah, they're. We went through 1,000 feet of Cat 5. We need another box.
Who are you?
I'm not important. I'm a screen dog. I'm Kobu. I am the chairperson of Furcation Land. Yay. But more importantly, I'm Green Dog. So I just want to go over a couple things. Number one is, this is our first time at this hotel, obviously. This is also the first time this hotel has seen a furry convention, which I'm sure at first they were like, what's happening? But we just want to make a real good impression with this venue. We want to be back here next year, so treat the hotel with respect. The staff has been very nice to us. If you have any issues, let us know. But we're hoping that we have a nice relationship with this venue, because so far it's worked out pretty well. The next thing I just wanted to talk about is that we are trying to have a nice family-friendly atmosphere. We've had a lot of parents and children register, so during the day, we want to be as family-friendly as possible, and everything is going to be tailored for a general audience. Try to keep it PG at 10 o'clock p.m., not a.m. our dress code loosens up a little bit. There are still rules. They are on our website. Make sure you are following the rules. You can't run around willy-nilly, so make sure you're still covering everything and maintaining a presentable appearance. But 10 p.m. dress code loosens up a little bit. So the next thing is, as everyone knows from every con, actually, you know what? Sorry, it was a late night.
Words.
Who in here? Is it your first con? Who's first con in here? All right. Who won, I guess. So I just want to go over the rule of 6-2-1. 6-2-1. That is six meals. Sorry, I didn't have dinner or breakfast, so I'm feeling it. That is 6 hours of sleep per night. That is 2 meals a day, and that is 1 shower. And I believe we have a graphic of, wait, who made me stinky?
They call him a musky husky.
What? Somebody.
Remember you.
I'm angry now.
We're still adorable.
Aw, thank you. I'm just a green dog. Anyway, 6-2-1, very important. For staff, it's more like 4-1-1. Still need the shower for sure. And then very briefly, I just wanted to go over the parking situation. If you are staying in this hotel, it is $15 per night added to your bill. You use your key card to get in and out. If the garage underneath fills up, we can use the one next door, which is owned by the hotel. Same thing, key card to get in and out. If you're not staying at this hotel, you're going to get a white ticket from the machine on your way in. I think my eyebrow is having a malfunction. You're going to get a white ticket on the way in, and then you need to go to safety and accessibility, which is the nice little help desk on your way into the first floor stuff. And you're going to ask them for an additional ticket. I believe it's like a yellow color. And when you leave the parking garage next door, you're going to do white ticket, yellow ticket, and then it's going to ask you for payment, and it should only be $5 for the day. That was a little bit of a nightmare figuring out like 2 days ago where they were like, oh, by the way, you need to give these tickets out. And they were like, if you have any parking concerns, just hop over to safety, and I'm sure we can get things fixed if anything goes wrong. That's all of the boring stuff. So let's talk about actual stuff happening this weekend. So, our schedule is available online, and if you scan the QR code on the back of your badge, it will bring you to the website page with all of the programming listed. There's also a view hours button at the very top, which will give you general hours of operation for things like registration, dealer's den, artist alley, charity room, any room that's open basically throughout the day, it'll be listed in there, including the hotel restaurant and the hotel bar and lounge. And then also on that page is a view map button. So if you get lost, which this hotel isn't too bad, it's a dead end hallway, so hopefully nobody's lost for hours on end and we need to dispatch safely to find them. But our map is available on the website as well. And if you get really, really lost, you can find a staff member. They will be wearing, if you stand up, please, my vice chairman. They'll be wearing badges with a T-shaped part that will say staff on it, or director, or head, depending on how much backbreaking work they're doing this weekend. And other than that, you can also look for purple shirts. Maiba, do you want to hop on stage really quick just to show off our purple shirt? It'll be 1 minute. The wardrobe malfunction happening. You don't want to see back there. And then if you cannot find a staff member, also on the back of your badge is our phone number. We have a Vacationland helpline. I believe it is 207-805-2FCL.
You better remember that. We're testing you later.
That will be on the quiz. These are our staff shirts. If you see purple,
yes.
Purple means staff. That means run to them and say, please help me, or thank you.
Is the helpline voice only or also text?
The helpline is for everyone 24/7 while we're at the con.
It's voice only.
Voice only?
Voice only. I didn't hear your question because I'm a dog. I'm sorry. but yeah, if you can't find anyone or if there's something happening where you need to talk to staff right away, call that number. Either logistics or safety will pick up and help you and get you to the right people. Now, events. The whole reason everyone's here. So today we have the fursuit games. I see a few fursuiters. I want to see you rocking the colored bandanas representing your teams later, throwing balls all over the place and running around and hopefully not breaking any bones. That will be in main events at 6, I believe, and my programming head can yell at me if that's wrong. And then we have the masquerade. I believe we're possibly still looking for acts, or we might do an open mic portion. So if you're interested in performing at all, give us a shout. Wally, are you out in the audience somewhere?
You're right.
Wally. Find Wally. I'm pointing at him. He's in the AV booth. He's in charge of events, basically. Other things we have. That's on Saturday, by the way, if I'm not mistaken. We also have the fursuit parade. Staging is at 2:30. The parade kicks off at 3. We'll be going down the hallway, outside for a very short period, and then back in. We'll have staff to assist you lining up and stuff. And I feel like we're gonna have quite a few fursuiters judging by our data for registration, because a lot of people ticked the box and said, I will be bringing fursuits. I printed a lot of fursuit tags. Those will be available as well. Other stuff we have, the big event, Fursuit Dance Comp. That is tomorrow, 6 p.m. Sponsors and super sponsors get in 20 minutes before that, and everyone else 10 minutes before that. And I think it's gonna be real good. We have a real long list of dancers. There's a lot of people that showed up for that. Maybe one's here, dancing? You're dancing right now. All right. Other things on Saturday, after the dance comp is the super sponsor dinner for those of us that very generously paid the admission price for super sponsor. You get a nice main barbecue dinner, and that will be in the breakfast side of the hotel restaurant, but not at breakfast time, to be clear. it's 8 to 10, it's a little bit late, but we wanted people to be able to go to dance comp and then get a meal. And then the only other thing for Saturday is that is the one night where we have some 18 plus programming. Badges will be checked, IDs will be checked, but that's gonna be our thinful Saturday night. So we have a little bit of adult-oriented programming, because there's a time and a place for everything, so we sectioned off a little bit. And then Sunday, our big event is Furry Feud. Furry Feud, the cat, he made Furry Feud, and I mean that literally. There's a podium back here with electronics. It's gonna be a real good time. No, thank you. I don't have thumbs. All right. Now I would like to talk about Guest of Honor. And the second one I want to talk about should probably come backstage. I see you out there. I see you. Don't shake your head. No, get back here. You're up next. But very briefly, I wanted to mention one of our Guests of Honor, Barton Fox, is very unfortunately not able to attend this year. We have been speaking to him for quite a while back and forth, and it was looking good the last week or so, and then I reached out to him yesterday, and he said unfortunately he's not able to attend due to some health issues. So we're still celebrating Barton Fox and his work. He's featured on our con book. He has a featured drink in the bar, a custom drink, by the way. But unfortunately, he won't be able to attend. But let's celebrate him nonetheless. So let's give us a round of applause for Bart Fox. He's an amazing photographer, local to New England. And that brings me to this thing.
You're
cute.
You're
normal. It is pretty cute. Oh. Why don't you introduce yourself? Can you speak Dutchy?
No, I don't really speak Dutchy, but I think I might know somebody who might.
Does somebody in the audience speak Dutchy?
I think
maybe. Oh, there you are, right there. You're backstage already. You speak Dutchy, right? Maybe you can translate a little bit.
Laguna says she is very honored to be here, and thank you for making her her sponsor. It's a very exciting day for her and for Short Folks for Hope.
So Laguna is adorable, has insane energy. I don't know how it's possible. And she is with the charity, Short Folks for Hope, and that is our charity. So why don't we transition right to that? And let's get Maibu on stage to just go over a few things, and then you can hand it off to Kristen from Short Folks.
Hey everyone, it's good to see you all here. How are you enjoying our first year so far?
Great
to hear that. So I just got a few things I just want to make note. We are having a raffle in the charity room. We're selling the tickets for $1 a piece, and then Sunday we'll have 50% off on those tickets. We're also going to be doing a bucket brigade, so those of you that are first shooters and want to run around and try to help our charity collect funds, you can do that easily. You can come see me and fill out a form. We also have our silent auction that will be happening all weekend, where you can come donate your items and get you sorted and hopefully raise more funds for our charity. We like raising funds for charity, right? Yes? Okay. All right, so also, if you want to learn about our charity, they will be stationed in our room. They also have a Meet the Charity 101. I think it's in panel one, I believe. Yes. We also have our pinball tournament on Sunday, 25 cents per game, and we'd love to see like how many of you can beat the highest score and compete against one each other for charity. All right. That's pretty much all I have for you all. I'm going to be handing it off to Kristen from Short Folks at Hope, and she'll explain to you a little bit about what their charity is and what they are raising funds for.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much to the Percation Land staff for inviting us to be the charity this year. Very, very happy to be here and very honored. Just a little bit about charity. I'm Kristen Short. I'm the founder and director of Short Folks for Hope Foundation. We're a 501c3 cancer support charity located in South Paris. And we support cancer warriors of all ages. And we call them warriors instead of survivors. And that's a little piece from my good friend Vivian, who fought cancer at the same time that I did. I'm a 13-year survivor, 12 years in remission after treatment. Everybody's experience during their cancer journey is different. They're very unique. And what we found right from the beginning with our family, my husband and I, our children were 3, 7, and 9. And I was hit with breast cancer diagnosed, and it wasn't an early stage. So we went right into a very uncertain mode, and not something that any of us had experience with. Found out very quickly that the entire family is affected by a cancer diagnosis. It's not just the person with it. So I was fortunate to have experiences with the Dempsey Center in Lewiston, Auburn, and found that that support early on that really made a difference in knowing that you're not alone, you're not fighting alone, that you have the ability to have hope in a difficult situation. And so coming across the other side of the diagnosis and into remission, I decided that I wanted to be able to give back and to help others as well. So we founded Short Folks for Hope in 2012. Celebrated our 12-year last September, 10-year as a charity last September, and I'm really grateful to be able to do it. We started off as a fundraising entity. We were supporting the Dempsey Center and other organizations that provide free care as far as supportive care to cancer patients and their families. That might be counseling, nutrition, counseling, massage, Reiki, and that sort of thing. So being able to provide services. Because we had little kids, it was great to be able to be a part of that, to help the kids to have other children to be around that were going through similar battles with their families. So knowing, again, that they're not alone, that they're not, misunderstood, because, they had the good fortune of not being with other kids in the school that they were at that had a parent that was fighting cancer. So being able to find some camaraderie with other kids that had some similar battles to go through. We grew from there. We have a number of projects. The first was the Vivian St. Ange Memorial Rickshaw Team. It was in honor and memory of my friend Vivian, the initial board member. And I gotta hurry up, all right, here comes the back. But each of the children, just really quick, and I'll be able to talk more with Meet the Charity. Each of the children made their own projects with Short Folks for Hope, and Yabigail Laguna founded Carice for Hope. And she is beloved at Camp Sunshine and any of the places that we visit kids with life-threatening illnesses. And we are so grateful, Laguna, for all you do. She is magical, and your being here and supporting Short Folks helps us to continue that and to continue our work with kids and adults that you know, that need some hope. And as Yabigail said when she put this program together, she wanted to help people find their smiles when they can't find them. Oh, thank you, Yabigail, and thank you, everybody. And this is our youngest. He's 15. He started volunteering at 5 years old. And you'll see him in charity as well. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you to our charity for being so involved. There's charities where, you know, you raise a bunch of money for them and they don't show at the con. So having you here, and two, the fact that we got furries, like, our charity is furries. It's just very cool. Oh my God, there's a disaster happening behind me. And then just very quickly, I want to say the Bucket Brigader that raises the most money next year, they will get a free sponsor registration, and the runner-up will get free basic registration. So get your cute fuzzy butts to the charity room, fill out a very brief form. It's like two things you have to write down. And then just run around, be cute, and beg for money, basically.
Other little quick clip, and I didn't get to thank Hope and Wayne, who are both furries for Hope and have done volunteering for us as well. So.
Thank you so much, really. And then just very briefly, I wanted to go over our sweet merchandise. You don't have to stand up here. You can go cool off if you want. Oh no, I hurt Laguna's feelings. Oh no. Is it? It's working, yeah. All right, so yeah, if you want to just briefly run through our merch, which I'm pretty proud of for first year doing this, I think we did a pretty good job. Let me help you. Let me just hold this for you. Teamwork.
10 people to help me. All right. Thank you to the merchandise team and the art team at Perfect Kitchen for the wonderful art they provided for us for this year's swag. Which, as you can see, we already have our wonderful shirt here, and our theme this year is Spring into Maine. It's just a very nice April themed convention.
We seem to have summoned spring as well. It was cold until like 4 days ago, and then yeah. Boom.
Wonderful con book. Has a wonderful cover as well. Once again, thank you to the art staff for that. If you do not get a con book, we do have a virtual con book. I know that all of the sponsors and super sponsors should have a book, but if you have a basic registration, you probably don't. So just know that we do have a virtual con book. You can see all of the events, schedule, and everything else in there. We've got nice postcards. They have 5 different designs, most of which are based on your badge. And then we have one that was a flyer. If you went to A&E, you've probably seen our flyer. That is the 5th design. And then we have 5 designs of our custom coasters. And they're based off of the themed drinks that are going to be at the hotel's bar and lounge. So you can try out those if you are into alcohol. We have 2 stickers.
I would never, by the way. I'd never drink alcohol.
Of course not. You're an angel. We have 2 sticker designs. And a wonderful pin. We're going to do commemorative pins for every year. You can pick up some of these at the con store. Only super sponsors are getting them this year in the swag bag, as well as the postcard. But you can get any of these items at the con store while they last, while supplies last.
While supplies last. We were expecting a certain number of attendees, and let's just say we didn't order enough merch for the number that we ended up with.
Oops.
So go to the con store today if you want merch.
Yeah, we're gonna sell it quick. So if you want it, time to get it. And then we have charity wristbands, which you can also find more in the charity room if you want more. And then we have a nice lanyard for your badges.
I see a hand up. We had a couple of hands up for questions. What you got?
Where's the con store?
Con store is located in the dealer's den. Right as you walk in, up against the wall, across from where Primal Hardware is.
Totally opposite. So like, yeah. As soon as you walk in, it's on your left or right, depending on which door you've been in.
Just to let everybody know a little bit about Dealer's Den and the con book, we did unfortunately have a couple of dealers drop out, so your con books, the locations are not 100% accurate, just so everybody's aware on that one.
The map will be updated. I'm the one that needs to do that, and I can't really edit images while I'm on stage, so very soon the website will be updated with an accurate map.
And right over here, yep.
Kofu's an angel. I have a
black
light that would make a difference with that.
I mean,
I don't think alcohol shows on a black light. I don't know. Anyway, let's give a shout out to the photo room, which is open now. So fursuiters, if you want your photo taken, not once, not twice, but three times, hop up to the second floor. There is a photography room, and Sven Fennec, who's a very, very, very good photographer, will give you three sweet poses to do, and then you will get them after the con. He edits them. They look absolutely gorgeous. So, like, seriously, even if you don't have a fursuit, if you want your photo taken, go to the photo room, because it's going to look real good. And then I think that's it. Do any of my directors have anything they want to talk about? Or head of charity?
So there's one thing that wasn't mentioned. There is one special item that Ben Fennec is bringing into the item, and that is signed photos of Kovu and I believe a couple other staff members as well. Those ones are gonna be hopefully some hot items, and hopefully those will bring in a decent chunk of money for charity. And one other thing I'd like to make, all the wristbands, I would love to see most of you collecting one. If you're not a sponsor, you can come get one in the charity room or from the Red Room directly. I would love to see you all wearing it.
Thank you very much. One of the prints is me and my beautiful curl tail. So hopefully that fetches some money for charity. I will sign it. I'll sign it like Marilyn Monroe. I believe that's it. You guys got?
I just got one quick thing. So if you were here yesterday, pretty late last night, you may have noticed that there may be a logo on the side of this hotel. You guys want to tell people and put it on social media? We want Portland to know that we are here.
We have the furry signal. We have the furry signal on the side of the hotel.
Okay. It's to summon all the furries. It's great.
Furries,
we get any people showing up like, what the heck is that paw print? You could be like, it's a furry con.
Can we get the image on social media, please, so we can forward it?
It's on the Twitter.
It should be in the official chat.
Perfect. Twitter and other chat, yeah.
It's on the internet.com/Twitter.
But in reality, guys, can we get an awesome round of applause for our AV team?
I believe that's it. So I guess I'm going to unleash you to create havoc. Go have fun for Cationland Year One. Let's go!
And stay hydrated.